Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This is Issues 2025. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Wichita Parks and Recreation Director Reggie Davidson. Welcome to Issues 2025. Mr. Davidson.
Thank you for having me, and please, it's Reggie.
I can't call you Reggie. How long have you been director?
I've been director since March of this year. I stepped in the interim role in September of last year. But I've been with the department since May of 2018.
I was going to say, what did you do before you become director?
I was the superintendent of recreation for here, so I managed all of our rec facilities that are here, our aquatics program, O.J. Watson Park, as well as the tennis center, Great Plains Nature Center, the wildlife exhibit, and then special events that we had throughout the park system.
That sounds like you were already director. Is anything left over for anybody else to do there?
There's always something left over.
Where are you from, Reggie?
I'm originally from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, is where I grew up, and That's my hometown. I went to undergraduate school at Jackson State University in Jackson, Mississippi, and graduate school at Texas State University in the Austin, Texas area, and I was there for 25 years before coming here to Wichita.
I was going to say, how's a guy from down in Alabama get up here? You got to go through Texas.
Yes.
Been to West Texas. A lot in common with us here. Yeah. You know, I'd like to get an area or get an idea of the size and shape of your responsibilities. And also just a couple of questions to get there. How many parks in Wichita, Reggie?
So we have 122 that are developed parks. That doesn't include some other spaces that are open spaces that aren't technically considered parks yet because they don't have amenities on them. 122 developed parks.
Are there any lakes or waterways?
There are. We have, of course, we have the Arkansas River is through downtown that we do a lot of programming that's there. We have Crystal Prairie Lake that we have this northeast is there that we do working to do developments there for some programming. And then O.J. Watson Park has a water body that's there that we do programming there on site as well.
I've only been there maybe once, and I've lived in this town all my life. Watson Park, what is there to do at Watson Park?
So there's a lot of great things to do there at Watson. So we just recently did a new boat dock there on site. We have kayak stations that are on site there. We have a pony ride that is there. We have a train ride that's really popular. We have putt-putt golf that's there on site. You can actually fish there on site, as well as you can rent paddle boats that you can use to go out through the area there as well.
If you could rent a place in there, I could spend my week's vacation in there and never leave. That's a lot of stuff. I didn't know I would have been bringing my kids and grandkids down there. Maybe I will now.
Huh? Yeah, it's a really busy, busy place and a lot of good things to do there for the community. So we encourage people to come out and have some fun there.
How does Wichita's number of parks Like you said, 122. How does that compare with similar-sized cities, Reggie?
So it varies. If you look at some of the locations that we compare to the Tulsa area, would probably be one. OKC is another area, the Kansas City area, Topeka. So we are probably in the mid-range compared to some of the other ones there. There's some that have more and some that have less. But I think it's pretty comparable to some of the similar-sized communities, at least in the Midwest.
How many employees do you have?
We have roughly about 140 employees that we have that are full-time. And the way that our system is set up, we have depend a lot on the seasonal and part-time employees that help support us with our golf courses and our summer camps that we have and supporting programs that we do at our rec centers as well.
Are some of those kids adolescents then?
We do. We actually have, especially with our aquatics program, we have quite a few teenagers that are there that work as lifeguards and pool managers, as well as a lot of our staff that we have at our golf courses are teenagers, as well as O.J. Watson Park to help with some of the activities we do there.
I'm sure the only way you can do this is estimated, but how many people do you think use Wichita Parks in a year's time?
It varies. It's a little bit easier for us to do it to register with our programs that require registration to be able to do because we have a system that tracks that. Our open spaces and things of that nature is a little bit more challenging to be able to track the number of users that are there. But we have quite a bit of uses that are there that we have that are parked, so they're highly utilized by the community.
When you talk about your programs, you talk about anything from, softball leagues to whatever, right? You can track those pretty easily.
Then. Yeah, we do. We actually have from youth football to softball to kickball to volleyball leagues that we actually have that we offer to swim teams to a variety of other things that we do throughout the community and our rec centers with programming from dance to art classes that we do in conjunction with partnership with City Art and some other programs that we have that's in the city. So it's pretty wide variety of programs and services that we offer.
I offered this to my wife the other day and it didn't go very far. I said, it's time we learn to dance. Could we take ballroom dancing or anything like that?
We do. We actually have a line dance class that we offer over at Edgemore Rec Center. Our center director there does a really good job of providing some variety of different programs to have available for the community. So one way that people can actually get an opportunity to learn about all the programs we have a Evolve guide. And if you go to Wichita.com, /evolve. You can look at the online guide that shows all of the programs that are offered through the Parks Department, as well as the library, as well as City Arts. So it's one single location that you can log in and register for those programs.
And if you had done that, you wouldn't have to listen to this show today.
Well, we want you to listen as well.
Why, Reggie, why are parks important to any community?
I think parks are a multifaceted. It is a place for people to get out and to recreate. I think it's also an opportunity for economic development. It's also a place that enhances the quality of life for those individuals who have opportunity to participate in it. And one of the things that we try to be really relevant of is that we work real closely with the National Parks and Rec Association, and they provide a lot of information that we have about how parks are close to neighborhoods and the importance of it and how it increases the value of those particular neighborhoods and giving opportunity for people to be active because it's within a walking distance. If you have a park within 10 minutes, it increases the physical activity for those individuals who in that area as well.
When you were growing up, did you have a park nearby?
I did. I'm truly a person that grew up around the system and had an opportunity to play and use sports growing up through the park system and saw the value that it had in making sure that there were positive things for the community to do. And so I'm truly a participant and a park person that grew up in the system and have an opportunity to provide some of those services for the next generations to come.
You know, as a layman or a citizen, I look at parks and say, well, what does it take to maintain a park? Beyond mowing, there are some other things involved, right? You got to mow the grass. Yeah. What else do you have to do?
Well, it's quite a bit more that goes along with it. Everyone thinks about just the mowing aspect of it. There is also maintaining the trees that we have that's there on it, making sure our tree canopy is healthy and surviving, make sure they're pruned and and taken care of. Also, being able to water and make sure that they're able to survive and thrive and be healthy for the community to actually use. And that's one of the challenges we've recently had with some of our current weather restrictions. So we welcome all of the rain that we're getting right now because it has given us that we're on the same restrictions that the community is on, that we're watering once a week unless it's through a well system that we have for to be able to irrigate.
Yeah, that brought up an interesting question. Is all the grass turned brown? But yeah, that'll help a little bit, but I think it's helping too much this week. Let's talk about your athletic programs. Anything there that's special for older folks, I wonder?
We do. We have a really big following for a lot of people that participate in our pickleball programming. That's really popular. We have several courts on at Riverside Tennis Center that we use, that we do programming there from introductory to advanced to league play that we offer. And one of the things that we did because of the demand that we have for usage, and of course here in Kansas, certain times of the year you can't go out in the elements. So we have a bubble that's there at the tennis center that has pickleball courts indoors. And we also did all of our rec centers where we have pickleball lines on the gym floors. So those who are looking to go into spaces that they can play indoors when it's the weather is a little cooler or it's wet outside, you have an alternative to be able to go into our rec centers and play there as well.
Of course, I've heard about that. I haven't played pickleball, but I've heard all about it. I'll tell you, you have any idea of the numbers of people you got playing pickleball?
It varies. It's really popular on there. That's one of the other ones that we have drop in at our rec centers that were there. We have leagues that are at our tennis center that we actually have, and we have quite a few people that come to and take advantage of that, so it's really popular.
And what did you think of all the park programs you have? What's the most popular recreation, then?
I think it varies, and it depends on kind of the demographics that you serve. And what we have we have some really popular volleyball leagues that we offer out at O.J. Watson Park through our athletic division. We do quite a few softball tournaments that we offer down at South Lakes that we have. We have partnered with USD 259 with our youth football program this year and beginning to have this past season where we started offering those programs at the actual high school stadiums where those young people can play there in partnership with them. And that's continuing to expand into this year. And we have a lot of tot classes that we offer at our rec centers. We also have quite a few fitness classes that we offer as well that are really popular.
What football is that, flag football or tackle football? What kind of football is
it? We have both. We actually partnered with NFL for NFL flag that we have a league in both the spring and the fall season. And that's been really popular for us. It started out 4 years ago with a little less than 200 participants in it. And this year we had right at 700. So it's grown quite a bit over the last 3 years with people coming out and participating. And we have that up into age 14 currently for participants.
Now, the tackle football, is that youth football? They used to call it the Greater Wichita Football League, something like that. Is it two different leagues, have you got all of it under yours?
Greater Wichita Youth Football is what is through the city of Wichita.
Okay.
And we are transitioning where we're working in conjunction with USD 259, where we're aligning those teams with the high school so that those young people can start from elementary up into middle school or high school and have a path to those particular
high school. Pipeline there. Okay.
A pipeline and get an opportunity to work with some of those coaches and also encourage the transition of what it looks like for academics as well. So once they get into high school, they are familiar with what that process looks like.
You know, I've got twin granddaughters just graduating from high school, and they had mentioned sometime in the past about playing flag football. Anything for girls? Anything for females, women, whatever?
Our NFL flag is co-ed, so young ladies can participate in that program as well. So, and with our volleyball leagues that we have co-ed for those as well. The same thing with some of our softball leagues that we offer. So we try to make it as inclusive as we can for individuals who want to participate, they can.
You're listening to Issues 2025 on the Odyssey Radio Stations, and our guest is Wichita Parks and Recreation Director Reggie Davidson. Swimming pools and splash pads, that's part of your department, right?
Yes, it is.
Tell me how many pools and pads we have.
So we have four swimming pools, and we have a total of 13 splash pads that are in the park system, and then we do have some water fountains that are not technically considered splash pads, but are amenities that are throughout the city as well. So our aquatics division maintains those, as well as hires the staff that are the lifeguards and does the training and everything for them as well. And one of the unique things that we were able to do with the pools is that we started last year with working with American Red Cross to their centennial program, where we were able to offer free swim lessons to the community for them to actually learn to swim. So four of our pools have an option where there are scholarships for young people to go in and learn to swim. We realize that's not only something that's a fun activity, but it's a life-saving activity as well for young people to learn to be safe around water.
That's good. I mean, I insisted when my kids were little, you're going to learn to swim as quickly as you can. How many golf courses do we have?
We currently have four golf courses.
Four? Yes. Okay. And are they popular still? People still like to play golf?
They are. It's been a really busy golf with the golf courses here. Our golf division director, Jesse Kaufman, has done a really great job with making improvements to those locations and making sure the greenways are actually nice and playable for the community, as well as making sure that it's managed really well. And not only just the golf courses, but our clubhouses also, so that when people have an opportunity to play, they stay and enjoy some of the refreshments and things that we have there on site. So it's been really popular. And if you have to get on early now to get a tee time.
My next question was, I live in Riverside, and how early in the morning do I have to get over there on a nice Saturday morning to get on the course, I wonder?
If you hadn't got there by midweek, you're probably going to be really tough to get in on Saturday morning.
Okay. What is the Miracle League of Wichita?
Sure. So the Miracle League of Wichita is our adaptive youth sports program that we have. We have a variety of different programs that we offer, from softball or baseball. We have bowling. We also do a swim team that we have. And it's an opportunity for young people who may either have a physical or cognitive disability to have an opportunity to come out and participate in sports. Mm-hmm. And we have volunteers that come out and help with it that are called buddies and assist them to actually when they're participating in those programs.
Wow. Notice on your webpage, the department handles a number of fees and licenses. What does it cost? I know it's different. Different fees for different activities. But say I want to play volleyball. My wife and I want to sign up. What would that cost?
And we try to keep the prices really affordable. And our range for typically around the softball league is they would normally register as a team. And it's typically you're paying around the $45 to $50 per person for the entire league. And that comes with the full season that comes along with it, the coordination of it that's there. And come out and have a good time participating.
That's very reasonable.
It is. And
you're
that's one of the things.
You're going to play quite a few games.
We try to make our programs as accessible and affordable as we can for the community.
How much of your entire budget comes from those fees?
So we have...
obviously, you're a city department.
Yes. So we have kind of a system that's set up to where our programs are what we call a pyramid system, where there are certain programs that we look to get 100% what we call cost recovery, that recovers the cost for the actual program to be offered. And then there's other programs that we don't have as high a percent of recovery on it, because we want to make it available for the entire community. So typically some of those programs that we have are our youth or senior programs would normally have a lower cost recovery on it. And for our individual programs that we have, we'll typically have the fee that covers the cost for those programs.
People can rent some of the park facilities. How much does it cost to rent a softball field or a soccer field then?
So our fees are really affordable. You can rent a softball field. The rate now is $35 to $40 an hour for renting a field. And we do have the option that we have, if it's a nonprofit organization and they're renting our spaces, they get a 25% discount.
It's that time of the year, or it's going to be very quickly. Do you permit fireworks in the parks?
We do. So that's not something that we encourage happening in our park space, just for safety reasons, of course. We work real closely with our fire department in making sure that people are familiar with what some of those safety protocols are and what type of fireworks that I could use in the city and try to provide some guidance so people can have fun as well as do it safely.
How much is a garage sale permit?
I don't know that specifically. That's not handled in the Parks Department.
I'm sorry. I thought you did.
No, we handle a lot of the fees related to special events that we have in the community, as well as facility rentals for all of the park spaces that we have. And then the special event application process come through the Parks Department as well.
Do you handle water wells?
We do not handle water wells. Okay. That is something else that typically would go through our parks or either licensing department.
I've been looking at the wrong web page when I was writing these questions. let's talk a little bit about local government consolidation. Do you see any duties or responsibilities your department at the city could share with another entity like the county? Could you all come under one umbrella, you think, or not?
Well, we're exploring that, and one of the things that we're looking at is seeing how that we can be as efficient and effective as we can to be able to leverage our tax dollars to be able to provide services to the community. So we're looking at that through our council, city council, and the commissioners to see where some things that we may be able to share in some of those services and costs to be able to provide better services to the community. So we're always looking for ways that we can be more efficient and effective, and that may be one of the options that we're exploring currently to see how we can do that.
Growing up, what kind of athlete were you?
So I grew up playing football.
Okay.
And that was the sport that I actually played as a youth.
Okay. And how far did you take it?
So I had an opportunity. I played in college. I went to Jackson State University and was there and had a great experience. I was there. And after I left there, I had an opportunity to sign as a rookie free agent with the San Diego Chargers, and was there back in 93 until my knees decided they didn't want to play anymore, and transitioned to the Austin, Texas area, and I was there for 25 years before coming here to Wichita.
Happens a lot of people, their knees.
Yeah.
Or just don't carry him. So what position did you say you played?
I played offensive line.
You did?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to get personal, but you're not big enough to play offensive line. Are you? Or were you?
I think 30 years ago, big enough with a little bit different from what it is now.
Big muscles. Yeah, okay. And then what do you do now? Do you do anything now as far as just a regular walking, running, anything like that?
I do a lot of try to spend a lot of time with family, enjoy that. Our oldest is back, still in Austin. Our youngest is here in the Wichita area. And we actually have the two grandkids in town this week for the next couple of weeks. So there's a lot of energy around the house for them right now.
You do not look old enough to be a grandfather. I'm sorry. But yeah, that's so what are you saying to them about the importance of staying fit? I mean, in this day and age, it's tough. I got to tell you, the parks people are trying to make it easy for us, but it's tough to find time, isn't it?
It is, and that's one of the things that we try to do with even our parks and open spaces, that you know our city parks and locations are open, the park open spaces open from typically from 6 a.m. to midnight, so we make it available for those who need to get in earlier or get in later in the evening after the workday to be able to get out and walk and enjoy our trails and some of the things that we offer there at our amenities. Our rec centers are typically open until the 8 o'clock time frame, where people can have an opportunity to come in after the work hour and participate in some of the activities we have there. And then, of course, our golf courses that we have is a good way to get out and have some activities as well. And Great Plains Nature Center has a lot of great trails and amenities there that people can go out and enjoy also.
The Parks and Recreation, what's your biggest challenge?
I think our biggest challenge is that we run into is maintaining our facilities, making sure that we can balance between some of the challenges we have with people not valuing them and vandalism and other things that may take place in it, and being able to manage that and upkeep it so that it's in good quality shape for the community to enjoy. So that's always a challenge.
Vandalism and littering and things like that. Okay. Some people just like go to the park to misbehave, I guess. But how about what's good about your job? What makes you get out of that bed in the morning and go do it?
I enjoy it. I've been doing it for a long time. I tell people all the time I get paid to come to work and have a good time. We're the fun department. So we get to go out and create positive and memorable experiences for the community, and I like the variety of it. So no day is the same. So having an opportunity to get out and interact with the community and look at ways that we can provide services for people to actually enjoy.
Anything on your dream or wish list for the department? Something you'd like to see?
I know one of the big things that we're currently working on right now, and it's Barry Sanders Football Complex that we're looking at starting a big fundraising campaign to do out at Dr. Glenday Park. So we're really excited about that and moving forward with that to have a complex that would be a home for our youth football and the regional attraction for people to come into the area to actually enjoy.
Up to beautiful grass and stands and everything?
Yes.
Where is that going to be?
It's at Dr. Glenday Park, which is in the northeast Wichita area.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roughly in the 28th Street area, not far from the K-96 overpass.
All right. Hey, listen, good to have you with us, and we've learned a lot today. Thank you for being with us, Reggie, and maybe we can bring you back in a few months, do this again.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me. I'd love to come back.
Our guest, Wichita Parks and Recreation Director, Reggie Davidson. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2025. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.